"Twice you have borne me, Gwaihir, my friend," said Gandalf. "Thrice shall pay for all, if you're willing. You will not find me a burden much greater than when you bore me from Zirakzigil, where my old life burned away."
"I would bear you," answered Gwaihir, "whether you will, even were you made of stone."
"Then come, and let your brother go with us, and some other of your folk who is most swift, for we have need of speed greater than any wind, outmatching the wings of the Nazgul."
"The north wind blows, but we shall outfly it," said Gwaihir, and he lifted up Gandalf and sped away south, and with him went Landrevel and Meneldor, young and swift. And they passed over Udun and Gorgoroth, and saw all the land in ruin and tumult beneath them, and before them Mount Doom blazing, pouring out its fire.
"I am glad that you are here with me," said Frodo, "here at the end of all things, Sam."
"Yes, I'm with you, master," said Sam, laying Frodo's wounded hand gently to his breast, "and you're with me, and the journey's finished. But after coming all that way, I don't want to give up yet. It's not like me, somehow, if you understand."
"Maybe not, Sam," said Frodo. "But it's like things are in the world. Hopes fail, an end comes. We have only a little time to wait now. We're lost in ruin and downfall, and there's no escape."
"Well, master, we could at least go further from this dangerous place here, from this crack of doom, if that's its name. Now, couldn't we? Come, Mr. Frodo, let's go down the path at any rate."
"Very well, Sam. If you wish to go, I'll come," said Frodo, and they rose and went slowly down the winding road, and even as they passed towards the mountain's quaking feet, a great smoke and steam belched from the Samathnaur, and the side of the cone was riven open, and a huge fiery vomit rolled in slow, thunderous cascade down the eastern mountainside. Frodo and Sam could go no further. Their last strength of mind and body was swiftly ebbing. They had reached a low, ashen hill piled at the mountain's foot, but from it there was no more escape. It was an island now, not long to endure, amid the torment of Orodruin. All about it the earth gaped, and from deep rifts and pits smoke and fumes leapt up. Behind them the mountain was convulsed, great rents opened in its side. Slow rivers of fire came down the long slopes towards them. Soon they would be engulfed. A rain of hot ash was falling. They stood now, and Sam, still holding his master's hand, caressed it. He sighed. "What a tale we've been in, Mr. Frodo, haven't we?" he said. "I wish I could hear it told. Do you think they'll say, 'Now comes the story of Nine-Fingered Frodo and the Ring of Doom'? And then everyone will hush, like we did, when in Rivendell they told us the tale of Beren One-Hand and the Great Jewel. I wish I could hear it, and I wonder how it'll go on after our part." But even while he spoke so, to keep fear away until the very last, his eyes still strayed north, north into the eye of the wind, to where the sky far off was clear, as the cold blast, rising to a gale, drove back the darkness and the ruin of the clouds.